Thank you for once again choosing to join us in the City of Legends. This is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet, and this is From Out of the City for February 4th, 2007. Welcome. Today is going to be a fairly free-form program. I don't have anything in particular planned. I don't have any guests in the studio. I'm not about to release a CD. I'm not about to release a new book. I'm not here to pimp a favorite project or a favorite cause. Just here to share some poetry, enjoy the evening with you, and see what comes of it, all right? So without further ado, let's get to it. I'm right now working on a revision to my website, www.cityoflegends.com, that will provide a tighter bunch of poems, a tighter selection of poems, with graphic representations, and to that end, I'm out recruiting artists and models and photographers who want to share their works in the context of the city. And one of the first people I encountered was this young woman who is a photographer and a model. Her working name is Shy, that's S-H-Y-E. And looking through her work, I found several pieces that were beautiful illustrations of some of my works. And so I came up with a few mock-up pages based on those. And she and I have gone over them, and she likes them and I like them, so I think I'm going to proceed starting with her as one of the base offerings in the new City of Legends. But to that end, I'd like to share with you the three poems I have already adapted for that, and that way you get a sense of where we're coming from, okay? Sounds good to me, too. First up, she has, or we have, She Dances Away When I Awake. She breathes in moist and mystic murmurs that steal my memory of oaths I've made on other altars, to other deities, my offering taken to the core of a softer decorum. The bright eyes of a goddess, the lips of a prophet, the smooth skin of a feral beast, merging into legends in soft sin and silk. She touches me with hands and eyes and words and sounds that cut still deeper, deeper than any probe I send into her sphere, seeking answers to the ancient riddles. The smile of one who knows, the form of one who glows, the scent of one who chose to be here with me tonight. And she dances away when I awake, for she is not, if ever, in my arms, but she is in my heart, and in prophesied memory she dwells. Immortal. Next up, we have one of my favorites. It's a poem entitled Waiting for the Pentecost. It's a very sad, emotional poem about forgotten love and hope of its return. And I hope I can just do it justice as I read it for you. There is nothing sadder than the persistent scent of your fading attire. The sheets, no longer so warm and pampered by your frame, sorrowed, but not as downcast as I am, clutching aromed memories to a scar where once was a heart, fiercely pierced and glad to bleed unborrowed emotions. Potions imbibed in subtle sips, not just a sample, but to prove the leisure of the treasured pleasure to be measured in infinities, a resurrection perhaps to be as prophesied in your eyes, to move me to the transfigured instant of passion and purpose, or to disease a soul already spread thin on wings of wax and stolen feathers. As I am frail, so is the sun an inconstant lover, comfort in winter and the furnace of the crucible of doubt in summer's span, never more than less than welcomed according to the need of the lover. And I have trusted skies too deeply to not regard the rose's kiss a true friend before evidence of thorns is regarded in accepting the legacy of you. Finally, we have one of the three poems I've written of the set known as The Fairy, perhaps better known as The One Strange But Beautiful. But this one, Love, has a certain virtue to it, a certain reverie to it. And I just thought it would be nice to share here. Shai, the model and photographer, actually had seen this poem previously and had used it in a display of photos of her, one in particular with fairy wings attached, and she has very much a nymph-like quality to her. So it was a very effective photo. So here is the poem, The Fairy Love. Seeing you, just seeing you, fills me with such a sense of something. I can only recall, if I stretch back my memories, to a time when love was not a proven path to the fate's wrath, and I believed, still believed, in the happy ending at the end of the story of love. What is the manner of this mystery, this magic, this amomancy that have you shrouded me with so that I would dare to care to love, when around every corner, on every shelf, in every empty pocket, I have evidence enough of the bristlethorn nature, of the pleasant madness of daring to love. Well, there it is. There you have it. Three poems that, upon reflection, are all about partings and loss. Got to work on my thematics here. I'm supposed to be the romantic poet of the internet, not the lonely Jeremiad poet of the internet. Well, until next week, this is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet, wishing you a great day, be well, and join us next week, I hope, for, once again, We Come From Out of the City.